Masechet Avot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Yehoshua ben Perahya, Venitai Ha'arbeli, Kibbilu Mehem. Yehoshua ben Perahya and Itai Ha'arbeli received the tradition from Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yohanan. They took over as the next pair to lead the courts of the Jewish people. And they said, Yehoshua ben Perahya Omer, Ase lecha rav. Firstly, Yehoshua ben Perahya said, make a rabbi for yourself, make a teacher for yourself. Don't be a person who goes around and shops around for different answers or different ideas, but stay consistent with somebody. Make them your rabbi, understand their Torah, and make sure that you have it set in your mind and that you go to somebody for help. Additionally, be somebody who doesn't make decisions on your own. Whenever it comes to life, whether it comes to Torah, whether it comes to family, whatever you may be going through, have somebody who's a rav, somebody who is above you, somebody who is superior and has the objective analysis in order to give proper answers and to help you make decisions. Number two, ukne lecha haver, buy, acquire for yourself a friend. We see the importance of a friend. We use the word kne, buy for yourself, as opposed to aseh, make for yourself with a rabbi. Here we're saying buy for yourself to show you how important it is that you figure out a way to have the right friends. Even if you have to go buy it, figure out a way to have the people around you who are your friends, who care about you. A friend has more influence in a certain sense than a rabbi because they really know you. They know you intimately and they'll have the ability to give you proper musar or proper feedback if they notice something different. A rabbi, he may see you only in synagogue. He may see you in your best moments, so he doesn't have the ability to be overly critical. Additionally, a friend has a tremendous amount of influence on a person. And if he's around a friend that's not a good friend, that evil influence would happen. And thirdly, v'hevedanet kol ha'adam likav zechut, judge every person favorably. If you have a person who is a sadiq, of course you have to judge him favorably. A rasha, you would not have to judge him favorably. If you know that he's probably doing something wrong, you don't have to give him the benefit of the doubt. But when you have somebody who's in between, you don't know if he's righteous, you don't know if he's wicked, you should give that person kavzechut. If you see them doing something that may seem like an avera, maybe come up in your own mind with a situation of how maybe they are not violating the Torah, but they're doing something that's permissible.